This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
China's latest dairy import data from January and February was issued this past week, and High Ground Dairy's Lucas Feast is Lee Milkey's guest this week on our Milky Monday. Lee?
Lucas, we got China's dairy import data last week for January and February. My understanding is that China has chosen to withhold January data the past few years as a rebuff to President Trump, and they're still doing that. But what are the takeaways of the data?
Yes, you are correct, Lee. After a little bit of a delay, we finally have some insight into the first 2 months of Chinese demand. Of course, China's buying was what drove dairy prices to strong highs throughout much of 2021, was one of the reasons, I should say. And their buying into 2022 is a little bit mixed, but overall, some trends are important to see. On the whole milk powder side of things, imports continue to climb. They were higher in both January and February as the country looks basically anywhere they can around the globe to secure some of that whole milk powder. On the skim side of things, maybe a little bit disappointing, still strong in the scheme of things, but a little bit weaker versus prior year. However, I would blame some of that on a lack of product availability rather than a warning sign about a downturn in Chinese demand. Something we are watching, though, is on dry whey products, higher protein whey protein concentrates. These numbers falling sharply versus prior year. I think part of this is due to maybe a recalibration of the hog herd in China. As fewer piglets are in the herd, maybe they need less product for feed there as they've rebuilt the herd after the ASF impacts of the past 2 years. I do think that this will have some sort of negative impact, though, overall. Maybe just to close here, given milk availability being so tight in New Zealand, of course, a primary supplier of Chinese dairy, it has continued to cause China to look other places to secure their dairy needs, including not only Australia and the EU, but also the US. Lots of regions around the world, regardless of milk production challenges, in a good spot based on Chinese dairy demand in recent months.
Lucas Fees, Director of Dairy Market Intelligence with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Thank you, Lee. Expect lower U.S. hay production and higher prices for the next couple of years. Caitlin McCulloch with the Livestock Marketing Information Center telling a USDA conference that the U.S. hay market has been shaped by drought and also other factors.
This alfalfa market is being sculpted by drought, and we have been dealing with drought in the U.S. for about 2 years now. The drought obviously affected yield, but a lot of this too has been based on declines in acres. We also lost about 6% of acres. Now, some of that is because you have higher prices almost across the board in terms of other crops.
She says USDA expects production to take a hit in the coming year.
We have seen a massive decline in new seedings of alfalfa, down 25%. This is the lowest new seedings on record and extremely bullish for hay prices, not as good for livestock and dairy producers.
That's Caitlin McCulloch with the Livestock Marketing Information Center.
Introducing Agilin Ruminant from FeedWorks USA, the first and only product certified to improve feed efficiency while reducing enteric methane. Proven profits for you while having a positive impact on the environment. It's a win-win. More than 1.5 million dairy cows worldwide are fed Agilin Ruminant. Learn more at theagilinstory.com.
Another simple miracle moment with Hank and Laura.
The first step to growing yourself is to believe that you are worth investing in. We believe that every person is born with tiny seeds of greatness already within them. For those seeds to grow into a magnificent harvest, they must be grown, developed, matured, protected, and valued.
Intentional learning and growing can happen in many different ways. Read a book, or maybe you could choose a mentor or friend that is successful in the area in which you choose to grow.
The best investment that you will ever make is in growing yourself. Your past does not need to be a blueprint for your future.
Hank Wagner, a fourth-generation dairy farmer, president of Wagner Farms, and along with daughter Laura Rotz, wrote the book Simple Miracles, 52 Lessons to Transform Your Life and Rewrite Your Future. More details at becomebetterleaders.com. And for archive programs, head to our free website at dairyradio.com. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.